ladies and gentlemen, live from the world's most beautiful city, San Francisco, California, Ring Talk, your inside look into the world of boxing and mixed martial arts.
Go put your coat on, honey. This is getting good.
Ring Talk on Sports Byline is brought to you by the World Boxing Organization and ringtalk.com.
So we can all be quiet and peaceable and have a few beers together and listen to the music.
And now, the host of the longest-running fight show in history.
When I lose the championship, they'll have to carry me out.
Ladies and gentlemen, Pedro Fernandez.
Thanks a lot, Pedro, and I won't let you down.
Damas y caballeros, bienvenidos, ladies and gentlemen, welcome to the Sports Byline Broadcast Network and Ring Talk Live Worldwide, your inside look into the world of boxing and mixed martial arts. Yes, my name is Pedro Fernandez, and I am the reigning, defending, undisputed heavyweight champion of the radio airwaves, having defended that title now for better than 29 years. And straight up today, we talk combat sports, both boxing and mixed martial arts, for an hour on the Sports Byline Broadcast Network. Of course, UFC 175, just hours away in Las Vegas. This is taking the spotlight as far as the media is concerned for the weekend here. Of course, Las Vegas, Nevada, Sin City, the home of Zuffa Sports, which owns the UFC. The UFC does predominantly most of their big events in Las Vegas, but straight up, this is one of the bigger events, folks. Ronda Rousey's on the card, of course, defending the World Bantamweight Championship. Hottest chick going right now, without a question, one of the best fighters pound for pound in the world as far as the world of mixed martial arts is concerned. Now, one of the guys that's unheralded in a lot of people's minds, but the real world middleweight champion, no question about it, he's the guy. I'm talking about the All-American, Chris Weidman. What's he, 11-0? 11-0, never been taken off his feet. When I picked him to beat Mark Munoz a couple of years ago, maybe 3 years ago, in San Jose, I was the only immediate guy that went against Munoz. I didn't know. I was just looking at the stats. I hadn't seen the other guy before, and I looked at Weidman's stats. He'd never been off his feet. Bottom line is, the real deal will take care of Leon Machida, I think, in UFC 175. So we're talking boxing until about 35 minutes past the hour, then we'll bring in the world of mixed martial arts and my man, Zach Attack from ringtalk.com. This is Ring Talk Live Worldwide. We air on the Sports Byline Broadcast Network, the iHeartRadio Network, and the American Forces Network.
Waiting for settlement or annuity payments but need cash now? Stop waiting years for your money. Now you have a better choice. We're Novation, and we'll pay a large lump sum of cash in exchange for settlement or annuity payments. You get the upfront cash you need and let Novation do the waiting. Call our toll-free assistance line right now and get our free DVD that explains in easy-to-understand terms how you can turn future settlement or annuity payments into cash. At Novation, we've helped thousands of people improve their lives. How? By listening to each customer with respect and tailoring a cash solution that met their individual needs. Let Novation help you too. Call now and get your free DVD rushed to you today. Our specialists are standing by awaiting your call. Call 800-541-0769. That's 800-541-0769. Again, call 800-541-0769. Simply call Novation toll-free at 800-541-0769 and get your money when you need it.
Not all water is created equal, so take care of your body and drink Alchemy Water. Alchemy's unique formula includes alkaline, oxygen, and antioxidants, which boost your immune system and help your body achieve peak performance. If you're looking for a healthy, eco-friendly alternative to sugary energy drinks, join the many pro athletes and celebrities who treat their bodies right and drink Alchemy Water. Visit alchemywater.com. That's alkamewater.com.
Tired of calls, levies, and liens from the IRS or hiring others who don't get the job done? Call Wall & Associates and you'll never talk to the IRS again. The IRS has a program to eliminate tax debt, and Wall & Associates professionals are trained to maximize its benefits for you. You always speak with a live person with real support and real knowledge. We've helped thousands of taxpayers like you settle their tax debt with the IRS for a fraction of what they owe. We solve tax problems. Call Wall & Associates now. 800-480-5708. We have the professionals who know how to solve tax problems. If you owe money to the IRS, your tax problems are not going away by themselves, and the passage of time will only make matters worse. Act now, before it's too late. Call Wall & Associates right now to speak to a professional tax relief agent. Call 800-480-5708. That's 800-480-5708. Again, 800-480-5708.
When you work out, you give it your all. At the gym or outdoors, it's intense, impactful, nonstop. You need a headphone that keeps up and won't fall out. With iSport, you get pure monster sound, a comfortable fit, washability, and control talk at your fingertips so you don't miss a call. Choose from a range of noise isolations with iSport Intensity, Victory, and Strive, or go wireless with iSport Freedom. Monster iSport, the athlete's headphone. Available at Target and Best Buy or online at monsterproducts.com.
Now, more of Ring Talk with Pedro Fernandez.
Well, where it goes, one in, one out. Of all the gin joints in all the towns in all the world, she walks into mine. What's that you're playing?
Oh, just a little something on my own.
Oh, stop it. You know what I want to hear.
No, I don't.
You played it for her, you play it for me.
Well, I don't think I can remember.
If she can stand it, I can. Play it.
Don't ever be lonely, you poor little fool like me. Don't ever be lonely, you poor little fool like me.
Great Humphrey Bogart, 1941.
Don't ever be lonely.
According to his brothers and sister Rose with a fantastic tune. Don't you ever be lonely. You are tuned to Ring Talk Live. And don't you ever be. Of course, you can always check out Ring Talk Live worldwide 24-7 at iHeartRadio.com/. Talk, and then of course enter Ring Talk and you'll be part of the click that way, or you can go to my website ringtalk.com, RINGTALK ringtalk.com, and listen to the shows as they come on the either live or via the podcast at ringtalk.com. Of course, we've got iTunes, we've got all kinds of different platforms, so there's really no excuse for you to not get your fix, your little vaccination regarding boxing and mixed martial arts each week right here, of course, live emanating from the Sports Byline Studios in San Francisco, California. The WBO, my sponsor, of course, of this segment brought to you by the World Boxing Organization. Of course, the WBO and their website as far as boxing news and for fans and rankings and all that kind of good stuff is WBOboxing.com. That's WBOboxing.com. They are ordering Peter Quillin, their middleweight title holder. Of course, they call him Kid Chocolate out of the Brooklyn, New York area. They're saying that he's got to fight Matt Korobov. Of course, Korobov is now like 24-0 with like 18 knockouts, something like that. He was supposed to be the guy that was going to be, wow. I mean, when you saw him in his fourth or fifth fight, you said, wow. Okay, and then it's sort of like, nah, sort of not. You know, he sort of like fell asleep on the job. Just couldn't live up to the expectations, I guess, that a lot of us had for him. Because when you saw him blow out these less than stellar guys, these journeyman guys, he was doing it in a manner like, whoa, right on, you know, catching your eye. But then again, since then, he really hasn't lived up to the potential. A winner last week on HBO Championship Boxing, but not a guy that I really want to see all that much. Anyway, Peter Quillin, I think, is a southpaw as well, so he's got his hands full there. And they're going to hook this up probably in September or October, according to my sources at the WBO. Just remember, the WBO news as far as the rankings, results, champions, what they're doing, upcoming fights, is WBOboxing.com. Speaking of Golden Boy, Oscar De La Hoya's company, of course, brought suit against Richard Schaefer. And no surprise there. I told you they were. I mean, I said, you know what's funny? Is sometimes I'm so far ahead of you guys, I get lonesome. I'm not talking about my fans. The fans are with me. They know what's happening, the listeners. But the rest of the boxing media, I wrote this like months ago that what was going to happen as far as litigation was concerned. I mean, you know, Golden Boy, their CEO, Richard Schaefer, their former CEO, Richard Schaefer, was doing deals with Al Haymon, a boxing advisor, promoter, agent, I don't know, manager, call him whatever you want, Mr. Mysterious, the sequestered one. Anyway, has done deals with him in which he's put his fighters on Showtime or any of the other TV entities in which Golden Boy was controlling at the time for these individual broadcasts, and they were putting his fighters on TV and not signing them to promotional agreements or nothing. It was just like, hey, you want to fight on my card? Fight on my card. And that's just not the way a boxing business is done. When you get a guy to fight on TV, you get options on him. If he's going to fight on TV and he wins, guess what? You owe me your next three fights. I give you your big shot. You owe me your next three fights or a portion of your next three fights. Okay, that's just the way it goes. And it didn't go this way this time, and it was a bit of a surprise. Anyway, Golden Boy going back to New York. Oscar De La Hoya, as I said, back in the lineup as far as being the promoter is concerned. But the bottom line is Danny Garcia, the world junior welterweight champ out of Philadelphia, PA, is going to do it again. But he's not going to do it with Mauricio Herrera. Herrera was a guy that Kareem Mayfield beat handily. I mean handily. Went into his hometown and beat him handily. And then, you know, Herrera ends up giving Garcia all kinds of trouble in the minds of some people that he might have beat Garcia or deserved a draw. I don't know too many people that thought Garcia really won going away. It wasn't a good night for Danny Garcia, who's like 25-0. No, it wasn't a good night for him. But people have off nights. Okay, he's a better fighter than Mauricio Herrera. Okay, there's no doubt about it. Okay, and why he doesn't want to do the rematch, as far as what the fans want to see, because you know there's a little bit of question mark there because the last fight was so controversial as far as the 12-round decision went. And Danny Garcia said no, he doesn't want to do it. He defends the World Unified Championship against a guy named Rod Salka. Rod, are you out there? Does anybody know Rod? We'll get to Rod in the upcoming shows. Of course, we've got plenty of time to do that because this fight's going to take place in September. Straight up, the world 140-pound champion. He comes to fight. He does his thing. I thought he was going to be second rate. I really did. I thought I saw him coming up. I said to myself, this guy's really not going to step up to the upper echelons of boxing. He's just not going to make it. But guess what? He surprised me. His father, Angel Garcia, the big mouth that he is, I think is a great promoter for boxing. I mean, some people don't like him. He rubs them the wrong way. But you need people like that in the corner. I mean, Floyd Mayweather, he's got Floyd Mayweather. He's got his father. He's got his Uncle Roger. He's got these guys, these talking heads around him that basically babble what he wants them to babble. Okay? Robert Guerrero, who looked stellar a couple of weeks ago on TV, and I forgot to mention that the Ghost looked great, probably the best he's looked in his entire career. He's got his father. His father starts all the crap, okay? Muhammad Ali had himself. He didn't need anybody. He had Bundini Brown with him at times, but he didn't need anybody. Some guys need people. These guys need people, and I think that Angel Garcia serves a great role, and people don't like him. But you know what? Until the sun gets beat, you got to deal with him. 1-800-878-7529. That's 1-800-878-7529. We're bringing KP, Kevin Perry, in a couple of minutes from the website ringtalk.com. That's RINGTALK. RingTalk.com. We'll talk boxing with him, and then at 11:35 or so, we'll bring in Zach Attack, Zach Young. We'll talk MMA with Zach. Straight up, Zach knows what's going on as far as UFC 175 is concerned. But I think he's picked the wrong guy in the main event. So we will have a debate at 11:35 as to who wins the main event tonight. Of course, I'm talking about the world middleweight champion, Chris Weidman, unbeaten, never taken off his feet, the All-American from upstate New York, taking on Brazil's Leona Machida. Straight up, the World Middleweight Championship on the line tonight, UFC 175. You are tuned to Ring Talk Live Worldwide. This is the Sports Byline Broadcast Network, the iHeart Radio Network, and, of course, the American Forces Network. Lights burning, cold lights burning for you.
Tired of paying outrageous prices for prescription drugs? Well, we have great news. Now you can finally get prescription drugs at huge discounts from Canada Drug Center. That's right, the most popular drugs for cholesterol, high blood pressure, depression, diabetes, arthritis, and many more are now up to 75% off. Why pay U.S. pharmacy prices when you can get brand name drugs at the lowest price? Call today and get up to 75% off all the popular brand name prescription drugs. Never pay high prices again. Get the most popular drugs at huge savings from our Canadian and international pharmacies and fulfillment centers. No insurance? No problem. Prices are so low you do not need benefits or insurance to get all your prescriptions fast, easy, and affordable. Operators are waiting to take your call now. Order today and get free shipping. Just call 800-950-1180. Up to 75% off all the popular brand name prescription drugs and free shipping. Call 800-950-1180. That's 800-950-1180.
Do you know which investment has tripled in price since the debt crisis and risen an average 20% a year for 11 years? It's not stocks, not bonds. It's silver. And right now, We at Lear Capital believe silver is poised to hit new record highs. And we're making it easier to own than ever. For a limited time, new customers with $5,000 or more to invest in gold or silver can get up to 10 certified Morgan Silver Dollars absolutely free. That's right, up to 10 100-year-old Morgan Silver Dollars when you invest $5,000 or more. A $600 value free. This offer is available for IRA accounts as well.
Call right now, 800-631-9229, 800-631-9229, 800-631-9229. Call Lear Capital now, 800-631-9229.
Are you a business owner or an individual who owes the IRS? Then be prepared to write down an important phone number. Do you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes? Do you need to file back tax returns? Are you dealing with bank levies and wage garnishments? It's time to deal with your IRS problem today. Call Certified Tax Tax Representation now. Certified Tax Tax Representation, Inc. represents clients just like you in all 50 states. They will contact the IRS on your behalf the same day that you become a client, and you can become a client immediately. It's time for you to face your IRS problems. Think about how great you're going to feel when you're represented by a company who's an advocate for you, who knows the law, who also will contact the IRS the same day you become a client. Call today for your free, no-obligation consultation. Call now, 1-800-999-1064. That's 1-800-999-1064. Not all cases are typical and some may not qualify. The consultation is free and so is the call, so call right now. 1-800-999-1064. That's 1-800-999-1064.
And that was from that plate around the corner. You know, the rope-a-dope, that was a little bit of the rope-a-dope, but he was a dope, so he got nailed.
Now, more of Ring Talk with Pedro Fernandez.
He is the greatest fighter of all times next to me.
Mighty sounds of Tower of Power bring us back in the break, 23 minutes past the hour. Tower of Power resumes their cross-country tour with Journey and the Steve Miller Band on July the 8th. Check it out. Go to the Tower of Power website. Hit the message board, Pedro's Song of the Month, or down to the nightclub section. You'll check out the latest article. I've got all the tour dates as far as there's 15 dates left. And they're calling this the San Francisco Fest. Straight up, it will not play in San Francisco. The closest it'll get is Concord and Mountain View, California. But the bottom line is Tower of Power, Journey, and Steve Miller Band making history, hitting the road, 45 years after their incarnations, per se. You are tuned to Ring Talk Live Worldwide, your inside look into the world of boxing. We talk mixed martial arts at 11:35 a.m. with Zach Attack Young. Straight up, this is the Saturday edition. Of course, we go with a Sunday edition, 2 hours, 11 a.m. Pacific time, on the Sports Byline Broadcast Network. We do an hour of boxing and an hour of mixed martial arts. This is the Saturday edition, which we combine both boxing and MMA. Right now, we're talking boxing. Straight up, we're bringing my man, of course, now from Las Vegas, Sin City's very own, Kevin Perry. KP, what's up, K?
Not much. How you doing?
Pretty good, man. This Fresa Kendo wrestling Chagov fight, of course, we're supposed to do this over in Russia. And Kendo just got on a plane, like, in the last 24 hours. Wrestling's like 32-2 with a draw and 20 KOs. Kendo's like 37-7, way past his peak, 24 KOs. People are laughing about this because they were having, you know, negotiations down the stretch this week and things like that. What did you hear about it? Anything?
Not too much. I mean, it's not really much of a significant fight.
Kev, in a dead ass week, it's something to talk about.
It's not much to talk about, really. I mean, neither of these guys, Okendo is way, way past his prime. Fought for a world title years ago against John Ruiz and lost, but I don't know how he warrants another title shot, but this isn't for a real title, so it's just another way for sanctioning bodies to make some extra money, really.
Good enough. He calls them sanctioning bodies. Jack Fisk used to call them sanctioning mobs. Not a whole lot going on this weekend in the world of boxing. Of course, we're turning our attention to mixed martial arts in just a few minutes. What has stood out for you? Who has stood out pound for pound, or in their significant individual significant performances thus far in the year of boxing? In your mind, who stands out?
Not too many people. It's kind of hard to say off the top of my head, Terrence Crawford probably, but, you know, it's kind of one of those situations where out of sight, out of mind. So he was, you know, he put a pretty good performance on last weekend. So he's definitely, he shows he's a guy who's, you know, worth looking at in the future because, you know, in the U.S. they need some big stars. He brought about 11,000 to 12,000 people. Seats, put butts in seats in Omaha, Nebraska. So you got to give the guy credit. And he fought a pretty good opponent, probably an undersized, lightweight, but still a guy that hadn't been beaten. I mean, since, I don't know, the amateur days probably. So a former Olympic gold medalist in Yuri Gamboa. So, I mean, that's a definitely impressive win. And there's some very good options at 140 pounds. We'll see how this whole thing with Oscar De La Hoya's Golden Boy Promotions and Top Rank works out, if they can actually make some fights, because I think at 140 pounds where Crawford is perceived to move up to from 135, that's where all the big fights loom with Golden Boy fighters, because they got all the top fighters at 140 pounds.
So if Top Rank and Golden Boy get together, what does that do for Al Haymon? Where does Al Haymon go?
I don't know. It's tough because Al Haymon's kind of in a weird situation. He's a boxing manager who in a lot of ways almost kind of acts as a promoter, but not really. He's got pull with the networks, so he can get his guys on, as you saw with Golden Boy Promotions and this whole fiasco with Richard Schaefer not signing these Haymon fighters to long-term contracts with Golden Boy Promotions, but had them fighting on their cards.
So what do you think of that?
Say it again, I'm sorry?
What do you think of that? Basic law tells me that, you know, as far as his fiduciary role is concerned, he didn't seem like he was acting in Oscar's best interest.
Well, I don't think he was acting in Oscar's best interest, but at the same time, you got to remember, too, is Al Haymon, he kind of holds the cards here. He's got most of the fighters signed up. You know, he advises most of the fighters in boxing. So it's really difficult to actually get these guys to actually sign contracts when in reality, Haymon's kind of got the in with Showtime. Golden Boy Promotions is kind of, they got the promoter license. Al Haymon's not a promoter. He can't be a promoter and a manager as per the Muhammad Ali Act. So he kind of uses these promotional companies kind of as a front and, you know, kind of kick some money to the side, you know, because they're going to promote the events. But he's a guy that really holds the power here. So, you know, Schaefer, I'm sure he probably maybe made an effort to try to sign, you know, some of these fighters. But at the end of the day, Al Haymon's really the guy in control.
Yeah, but here's what's up. I control the TV dates. If I've got the TV dates, you've got the fighters, we have got to come to some type of agreement, and that usually involves signing for some type of options, okay? So that's just basic business as far as boxing is concerned. Let's change subjects. Saturday, July 12th, of course, 1 week from today, Saul Alvarez, 43-1, 31 wax, taking on Arislandi Lara, 18-1, a couple of draws, of course, 12 KOs, the Cuban exile, the fighter we thought deserves to be unbeaten, but straight up, Alvarez and Lara, break that down for us, Kevin.
Pretty interesting matchup. I guess for the fact that you never really know what you're getting from Alvarez. I mean, he's fought some decent opposition, but, you know, selective opponents and fighting him at the right times. He fought Floyd Mayweather basically for a big payday. I don't think anybody was any common sense thought he had a shot. I mean,
Hey, hold on, Kevin. I've got to stop you right there. CJ Ross thought the fight was even.
Oh, well, besides CJ Ross, of course.
Sorry.
But, you know, it's Alvarez, he's a good fighter. He's got decent boxing skills. His defense has improved minimally, but really at the end of the day, with the type of fighter that Alvarez is he's kind of a plodder, but he's got quick hands. He got good power. And he's fighting a guy in Arislandi Lara who is great amateur background, great boxer. He's left-handed, which is going to cause Alvarez a ton of problems. And it's going to be interesting to see if Alvarez can get Lara to stand still long enough so he can land his punches, because he kind of needs his opponents to really cooperate with him to you know, get his volleys of you know, three, four punch combinations off. Okay. And that's what you saw against Angulo. I don't think Lara's going to be as willing to just stand there and trade with him. He's going to fight him, box him from the outside, kind of lure him into, you know, his left-hand leads and, you know, his right hooks. And he's very, very extremely crafty and can kind of lure opponents into making mistakes. And I think that's the type of fight we're going to see. I'd be surprised if Alvarez knocked him out, but I think Alvarez is going to need to knock him out to beat him. Because I don't see him outboxing Lara for, you know, for stretches of the bout. I think he's going to get outboxed.
Okay. On the undercard, the WBO bantamweight title, 118 pounds on the line. Get this. This guy's got a hell of a name. Peng Lang Sor Sing Yu. He is, wow, those names from Thailand. 46-2, 31 KOs, taking on Tomika Kamita, undefeated out of Japan, 29-0 with 18 whacks for the WBO bantamweight title. Also on the card, Juan Manuel Lopez, 34-3, been stopped all three times, 31 KOs. Francisco Vargas, 19-0, 13 whacks. Vargas is a new kid on the block. Isn't Juan Ma brought in, being brought in here for slaughter?
I don't know. I don't know anything about Vargas, and Lopez is a big puncher, so he's definitely got a chance here. He's kind of a little bit shop-worn. I don't know who's the natural 130-pounder in this matchup, but it could go either way.
Okay.
You got to put, you know, these younger guys in with these former world champions to, you know, and if they're a little washed up, they'll probably make them look good. So it's kind of a toss-up. I mean, Top Rank can't really, or actually not Top Rank, I'm sorry, but Golden Boy can't lose on this one. And I thought Lopez was signed with Top Rank. He's on the undercard of this Golden Boy card?
Yes, he is.
Wow. So yeah. I guess he's not with Top Rank anymore.
All right, Abner Maris on the card as well. Of course, the former champion who got drilled by Johnny Gonzalez in the blink of an eye, 26-1, a draw and 14 wax, taking on Jonathan Oquendo, 24-3, 16 KOs. Those guys will be fighting at featherweight. That's Saturday, July the 12th from the MGM Grand on Showtime, 9 p.m. Eastern Time, 6 o'clock on the West Coast if you have the East Coast feed. Kareem Mayfield in action, 18-1, 10 KOs. Of course, the fighter from the city by the Bay, San Francisco, July 18th, the Paramount Theater in Huntington, New York, taking on ESPN2, taking on Emmanuel Taylor, 17-1 with 12 KOs. That's in a welterweight fight, 10-rounder. And the 25th, Roberto Garcia doing his thing on ESPN2 as well. That's in the main event against Bradis Prescott, the faded Colombian. July 25th, Antoine Douglas and Michael Soro. They're hooking it up on Showtime. I don't know anything about those guys. But the fight I want to talk about, and I don't know if this second fight is going to be any different than the first fight. Real quick, Kev. Tyson Fury and Derek Chisora, I think Tyson Fury beats him again.
Tough call. It's an even bout on paper. I think the problem with Chisora is you never know which guy you're getting. I mean, you're going to get the motivated Chisora, you're going to get the guy that just kind of comes in out of shape.
Yeah,
I think if he's in shape, I think he knocks Tyson Fury out.
Okay.
Because, I mean, I think the first bout he was unprepared. He did almost have Fury rocking and reeling and almost knocked out, but just something about him just doesn't do it for me. I don't know why, but I'm going to pick him and knock Tyson Fury out.
Okay. Gennady Golovkin going that same day from the Garden, Madison Square Garden, New York City, HBO Championship Boxing, 9:45 p.m. Eastern Time, 6:45 on the West Coast. Gennady Golovkin unbeaten, 29-0, 26 wax, taking on the twice beaten Daniel Gill, 30-2, 16 KOs, a former IBF title holder. Straight up, I got less than a minute, man. Gennady Golovkin going to roll on this guy or what?
I think he's going to beat him. I think he's going to beat him decisively. I probably, possibly would go with Gill in this bout if Gill was a bigger puncher, because Gill's a very good fighter. He's crafty. He does a lot of things well. Problem with him is he can't punch, and his defense is kind of somewhere in the middle there, but he's a tough customer. He can fight.
Okay.
So,
Brian,
but I think Golovkin is going to beat him very decisively, probably stop him late.
Okay, straight up, I got 30 seconds. Brian Jennings, the unbeaten Philadelphian, 18-0, 10 KOs. Of course, the heavyweight taking on Mike Perez, 20-0 with a draw. Should have lost that fight, 12 KOs. Mike Perez hasn't been the same since that Abdusalama fight, has he?
No, he hasn't. I got to go with Jennings here, but I do like Perez. But his last fight kind of just rubbed me the wrong way, and I think Jennings seems pretty confident, and he's going to come in shape, so you don't have to worry about him kind of coming in there and just going through the motions. He's pretty motivated and good heavyweight, small heavyweight, but so is Perez, and I think he's going to pull it out.
Rounding out the summer on HBO, if I can do this in 30 seconds, not August 2nd, of course, Brandon Rios taking on Diego Chavez and Antoine Novikov, an unbeaten Russian, taking on Jesse Vargas. Jesse Vargas will fight a little bit. The same day, Sergey Kovalev is going to meet Brian Caparello, of course, out of the New York area. Straight up, pretty good day of fighting on HBO Championship Boxing. KP, Kevin Perry, all the best.
All right.
Thank you, my brother. You are tuned to Ring Talk Live Worldwide. Your inside look into the world of boxing. Next segment, we talk mixed martial arts. UFC 175, just hours away. You are tuned to Ring Talk. This is the Sports Byline Broadcast Network, the iHeart Radio Network, and, of course, the American Forces Network. Do what it wants, give what it wants. Respect will come to you, and you can hold.
Looking for a new way to play fantasy sports? Join ScoreStreak today. It's the easier, better fantasy site with no salary cap. Just pick three players in each of the three selected categories. The higher your goal is for the players, the more points you can win. Compete against your friends and others for real cash. This is totally legal and is based in the United States. Just register at ScoreStreak.com. Draft any athletes for your categories and go for a perfect score. No salary caps, no headaches, no problem. Go to ScoreStreak.com to learn more and win big.
My joints used to kill me. I'd wake up with stiff knees and a stiff back, and it wouldn't get much better throughout the day. I went to doctors and took almost every supplement you can think of, and nothing seemed to help. Then I found something called Oil Can Joint Lubricant. They use only top-of-the-line, all-natural ingredients, and I know many companies make similar claims, but here's the big difference. Oil Can ingredients are scientifically formulated to work together faster than anything else in the marketplace. That's guaranteed. I take Oil Can every day. My knee pain was gone just a few days. So if you have knee pain, back pain, and you tried everything, try Oil Can Joint Lubricant risk-free right now. I'm confident you'll have fewer aches and pains within days, or we will gladly refund your money. Call right now. 800-989-1795. 800-989-1795. 800-989-1795. 800-989-1795.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number.
Call 877-499-MYTV.
The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. So cancel the cable and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money.
Call 877-499-MYTV.
Right now, to sign up for packages starting as low as $24.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $24.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card.
Call 877-499-MYTV. That's 877-499-MYTV.
Cancel the cable. Cut costs and get more.
Call now. 877-499-MYTV. That's 877-499-MYTV.
Want to stay in touch with your favorite Sports Byline USA network hosts? Like us on Facebook or follow us on Twitter at Sports Byline USA. You can also see the latest news in the world of sports, learn about upcoming contests and giveaways, plus catch up on guest info so you never miss a moment with the biggest names in every sport. Football, basketball, baseball, MMA, and more. No matter where you are in the U.S. or around the world, you can stay connected to the host and fans who love what you love. So check us out on Facebook and Twitter at Sports Byline USA.
30 seconds into the fight, and Rousey is already fishing for the armbar.
Beautiful job of turning her back over, but Kaufman being stubborn, coming back up to her knees, keeping her balance, looking at rolling her back over.
Yeah, that arm lock she's got, Pat, where she's holding her bicep, that's stopping it.
Kaufman's lone loss came via, and it's over! Rowdy Ronda Rousey continues to amazing!
Now, more of Ring Talk with Pedro Fernandez.
I would never let a woman kick my ass. If she tried anything, I'd be like, ah, you get your bitch ass back in the kitchen and make me some pie.
Who's that lady? Who's that lady?
lady is in action tonight. Talk about Ronda Rousey defending the world bantamweight championship, 135 pounds. We'll talk with Zach Young about that in just a second. But straight up, the main event, of course, tonight, 11-0. Chris Weidman taking on Leona Machida, the Dragon out of Brazil, 21-4, former light heavyweight champion, 205 pounds, dropping down to 185 to take on Weidman. Good luck. But Zach Attack thinks that Leona Machida is going to win a very, what would you say, a 51-49 fight? What does that mean? Is that like off a 50-50 fight or something? What?
Yeah, it's just slightly in Machida's favor, like about as slight as you could get. But yeah, okay. it's a very competitive fight on paper.
That is a whisker. Straight up, let's talk about last week. Of course, two cards on Fox Sports Take That Back Fight Pass had one. Nate Marquardt beating James Tahoon. A bit of a surprise there.
Yeah, a little bit. A lot of times you think Marquardt's dumb, but he just keeps like winning these fights. So I mean, I guess he has some left.
That was UFC Fight Night from Auckland, New Zealand, the Vector Arena. Then we go the same day, but a different time zone, AT&T Center, San Antonio, Texas, on top. Cub Swanson and Jeremy Stephens. I thought Stephens won the fight.
Yeah, it was a close fight. You know, I think you could make a case for Stevens. It's just the MMA judging sometimes can be hard to really get accurate with because judges can look at so many different aspects and find a winner, you know?
But Zach Young's our guest, folks, of course, of ringtalk.com. But you have to concentrate for the entire 5 minutes. You can't, you know, think about lunch yesterday or maybe what's going to happen after the fight, the post-fight parties or something like that. You've got to I know. I've been trained as a judge. You have to concentrate totally on those 3 minutes or those 5 minutes, however the round lasts. Of course, in MMA, it's five. In boxing, it's three. But some people can't concentrate an entire 5 minutes. They just can't.
I think that they should test judges for ADD. If they have that, I don't think they should be allowed to be a judge, most likely.
Okay, Chris Weidman, Leona Machida. That is the main event, of course, the semi-main, the rowdy one. And she's not just Dana White keeps saying that this fight with Chris Cyborg Santos is not going to happen, which in my mind means it's going to happen. She's taking on Alexis Davis, 16-5. Alexis has some nice-looking striking skills and some pretty tattoos. She's not a bad-looking girl, but Ronda Rousey going to smoke her like a blunt or what?
I would think so. I mean, it's just hard to pick against Ronda Rousey right now. But, that girl probably is the most legitimate challenge outside of Chris Cyborg. So, I don't know. It should be a good fight as long as it lasts.
Where Rousey sold herself to the real world, she sold herself to me a long, long time ago. She sold herself to the real world was when Liz Carmouche threw her in that chokehold, and she just threw Liz like a rag doll out of it. That was amazing. Remember that?
Yeah, I remember that. It was a very dangerous scenario to be in, and she just got out of it. She just, like, powered out of it, which was pretty impressive, and it showed, like, her strength.
Okay, before we get to the main event, of course, the Fox prelims will be on Fox Sports 1, the UFC 175 prelims. We'll start at 8 p.m. Eastern Time, 5 o'clock on the West Coast today. And, of course, in the first card, which will be aired on television, one of the ratings guys. This guy gets good ratings. We'll talk about the California Kid. 30 wins, 7 losses, no draws. The former WEC, World Extreme Cage Fighting Champion, the California Kid, Uriah Faber, taking on Alex Caceres. Bruce Leroy, Alex Caceres, 10-5, 1-0 contest. You know, I don't want to be little guys or anything like that, but I have a feeling Alex here is not going to make it out of the first round.
He may not. I mean, he has shown improvement. He definitely didn't look like he was going to even be in the UFC that long, but he, to his credit, he has gotten better. But, I mean, it's just I'm surprised that they are putting him against Uriah Faber, and I'm surprised that that fight isn't on the main card. It seems like a very marketable fight. Both guys are pretty big names, you know, so I'm kind of surprised about that.
Well, they're trying to draw people to Fox Sports 1. Faber draws them.
Yeah, I mean, that could be an effective strategy, you know, but I think, I mean, a lot of people probably won't see it who watch the main card, though, unfortunately.
Zach Young's our guest, folks, of ringtalk.com. Of course, the MMA writer, boxing writer, combat sports guru that he is. Ronda Rousey, of course, defending her title tonight. This guy is Struve. What's he, like 7 foot?
Yeah, he's very tall. They call him the skyscraper.
He had a heart condition or something like that, and he wasn't able to fight for a while. Wasn't that it?
Yeah, it was some sort of heart condition. I'm not sure exactly what it was, but it seemed that they weren't. Dana White at one point said that he was never going to fight in the UFC again. So I don't know if he found a second opinion or something, but somehow he's allowed to fight. I just hope that they're being safe about it, but I have a feeling that they are.
Well, you know, Evander Holyfield had heart problems. He went and saw the evangelist Benny Hinn, gave him $25,000, and he was healed. Seriously.
Well, I think Evander Holyfield has some other healing methods too. Okay. I'm not very convinced that there's healing methods.
Okay, now with Struve having this heart condition, is there a betting line on him dying in the octagon or what?
Oh, I hope not.
How crude, Pedro! How could you say that? Well, I just did, folks. Bottom line is, he's taking on the man with the mouth, Matt Matrone. Of course, Matt Matrone got all over Fallon Fox. Did you used to date Fallon Fox?
No, that wasn't me.
Oh, I'm just checking. Somebody on the Ring Talk said, I heard that once somebody, I was going to ask him, did you date her as a female or a male? I don't know. And, of course, Fallon Fox was born a male and changed herself or himself into a female through hormone treatment and things like that, went to Thailand, had the surgery. And then she was fighting girls. And she still has the physical makeup of a man. She was born a man, the bone structure of a man. I think it was fair. Dave Meltzer was on the show, and he talked to a guy that was promoting her down in Florida and said that it's not fair, even from a promotional point of view, and he could make money on Fallon Fox. He didn't want to because it wasn't fair for other women, straight up. But Fallon did get beat by a girl. Didn't she recently get beat, stopped?
Yeah, she did. She did get beat by a girl. I remember that, and it kind of just, like, deflated the whole situation, I think.
Yeah, well, would you want your girl involved in an MMA fight with a girl that was born a guy?
No, I mean, I wouldn't even want my girl to be in an MMA fight in general. definitely not that.
Matt Matrone is 7-3. Struve is the slight favorite here. Is he gonna roll here? Is he supposed to roll or what?
I think so. It's hard to say because Struve does have like a knockout history. He seems to either knock people out or get knocked out, so it's just difficult to tell if this is going to be the fight where he knocks someone out or gets knocked out. And so, but I think he'll win this one. Okay. I don't think Mitrione is really all that great, and Struve actually has some skill.
You know, you talked about why they threw Caceres in with Uriah Faber. Sometimes you just got to sacrifice guys. You know, that's just the way it's done. That's the way the world of boxing and MMA is done. You sacrifice guys. I mean, let's be honest. For every Oscar De La Hoya that gets to 24-0, there has to be 24 guys that he could beat.
Yeah, I guess you have a point there. It is just a little surprising. I just think that Uriah has just done so much more. And, I mean, I don't know. I think that Caceres, I would give him a slight chance, you know, just because he has shown improvement, and you never know if Uriah is, like, going to start declining. But it's just difficult to see a way that Bruce Leroy can win that one.
Okay. Uriah Hall, the other Uriah, prime time, 9-4, taking on Thiago Santos, who is 9-2. These guys are also on, take them back, they're on the main card, the pay-per-view card, which starts at 10 p.m. Eastern time, 7 o'clock Pacific time. Let me lay the times out for you. UFC Fight Pass, the early prelims, there'll be two fights on that card. That starts at 7 p.m. Eastern time, 4 o'clock on the West Coast. Then at 5 o'clock Pacific time, that's 8 o'clock Eastern time, Fox Sports 1 rolls with 1, 2, 3, 4 preliminaries, of course, topped by Uriah Faber and Caceres. Of course, in the main card, we've got four fights on the main card, topped by the World Middleweight Championship, Chris Weidman and Lyoto Machida, and, of course, Ronda Rousey in the supporting act. We just talked about Struve and Mitrione. Uriah Hall, Thiago Santos, what goes here? What gives?
That's like some of these fights are pretty difficult to call, but I would be leaning towards Uriah Hall. But that is, I mean, it's a competitive matchup, and I mean, you got to give the UFC credit for that because a lot of times there's a few fights on each card where it's like you can kind of see either guy coming out on top, so I give them credit for that. This is another one of those fights where it's like, yeah, I think Hall will win, but I wouldn't be shocked if he didn't.
Okay, I'll go back to UFC 175 for the main event to conclude my time with Zach Young in a couple of minutes. But straight up, Frankie Edgar and BJ Penn going to do it for a third time tomorrow night, Fox Sports 1.
Yeah, that should be, I mean, that looks like a good fight, you know?
Well, I mean, there was controversy involved when these guys fought before, and Frankie Edgar, some people thought, has been the benefactor of a couple of decisions. Was he the benefactor of a couple of questionable calls?
Against those, I don't know. I kind of thought that he did enough to win. I think it's just like Frankie Edgar, he has an interesting career because there's a lot of fights where it looks like he wins, but he doesn't get the decision, and then there's others where it doesn't look like he wins, and he does get the decision. So I don't know. I kind of thought that he won the BJ Penn fights.
Okay.
I thought that they were close for sure, but it just seemed like he outlanded Penn, and, you know, he out-wrestled him for sure. So I don't know. I'm not really in the same corner as the people who think that he didn't win those.
Okay, that's going to be on Fox Sports 4 from the Mandalay Bay Event Center. That is Sunday, July the 6th, folks. Check your TV guide for that one. Of course, the main event, straight up, Chris Weidman, 11-0, Lyoto Machida, very good fighter in himself, the former world light heavyweight champion of the UFC, dropping down to 185 pounds. First of all, let's go to Machida. What are his pluses?
Well, Machida's pluses, I mean, he has a knack for fighting wrestlers. He just has, you know, he is able to exploit. You saw what he did to Randy Couture. I don't think that he'll do something like that to, you know, Chris Weidman, but he does have a knack for being able to pick apart wrestlers, you know, and I mean, I think that he has speed, power, and just overall striking versatility, I would say, are his advantages.
Okay. Zach Attack Young's our guest, folks. Now tell me, what are his negs? What are the negatives of Machida?
Well, I mean, one thing that you could say is negative is that he's in a new division. You don't really know how he'll respond to facing the top of the division. You know, you don't know if he'll be able to take a punch. Sometimes when guys drop weight and then they get caught with a shot, you know, they can't really take it as well because they're so used to fighting at a higher weight that I think it kind of like throws their body off. So I think that's one thing. You don't know exactly how his stamina will be. It looked pretty good against Musasi, but he did seem to get tired at the end. But then again, that was a very like harsh climate in Brazil at that time. It was very hot. I think most people would have been tired. So it's a little difficult to gauge. We don't have a huge sample size with Machida, but he has looked very good in the last two fights at middleweight. So
okay, in less than 30 seconds, tell me the pluses and minuses of Chris Weidman.
Well, I mean, just he's a very versatile fighter. He has the wrestling, the power, the boxing game. I mean, he deserves to be champion, and he's proven it, and I hope that this fight will show people that he is a legitimate fighter, you know?
So any negatives? Not through 11 fights, huh?
Not through 11 fights. I mean, just at times I think that he's kind of taken his foot off the gas in some fights and hasn't looked overly impressive, but, I mean, he's won, so you can't really argue with that, you know?
Okay. Real quick, just want to mention UFC 177 going down, beat T.J. Dillashaw and Renan Barreiro, too. It's going to be in Sacramento, California, August the 30th. Zach Attack, take care of the kid. I'll talk to you soon.
All right. Have a great day, Pedro.
You are tuned to Ring Talk Live Worldwide. It is the great Zach Young of ringtalk.com. Tower of Power, bring us to the break, folks. Don't forget Tower of Power on tour with Journey and the Steve Miller Band. Check them out, towerofpower.com. You are tuned to Ring Talk Live Worldwide. This is the Sports Byline Broadcast Network, the iHeartRadio Network, and the American Forces Network.
This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right, General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. A 14 by 21 foot shop for under $6,000, or a 50 by 100 for under $30,000. You heard right, that's 5,000 square feet under $30,000. If you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait.
Call 800-965-1298, 800-965-1298, 800-965-1298.
Do you know which investment has tripled in price since the debt crisis and risen an average 20% a year for 11 years? It's not stocks, not bonds. It's silver. And right now, we at Lear Capital believe silver is poised to hit new record highs. And we're making it easier to own than ever. For a limited time, new customers with $5,000 or more to invest in gold or silver can get up to 10 certified Morgan Silver Dollars absolutely free. That's right, up to 10 100-year-old Morgan Silver Dollars when you invest $5,000 or more. A $600 value free. This offer is available for IRA accounts as well.
Call right now, 800-631-9229, 800-631-9229, 800-631-9229. Call Lear Capital now, 800-631-9229.
Attention, if you've had hip replacement surgery and suffered any complications, you need to listen to this important legal alert. Major manufacturers have made billions of dollars available to award legal claims for defective hip implants. Thousands of these defective hip implants have been recalled by various manufacturers. If you've had hip surgery and suffered complications, you may be entitled to receive significant compensation to help you deal with your complications. You may be eligible to receive money to help with medical expenses, lost wages, and pain and suffering. Protect yourself by hiring an experienced trial attorney. Our partner law firms are experts in hip replacement surgery lawsuits. Find out now if you're eligible to receive any of the $2.5 billion hip settlement fund. Call now for free information. 800-296-1360. 800-296-1360. 800-296-1360. That's 800-296-1360.
Now, more Ring Talk with Pedro Fernandez.
Tonight you're mine.
The Shirelles, 2009. Pedro sitting front row at the Raz Room in San Francisco at the Hotel Nico. Beverly Lee, the founding member, still with the group, the Shirelles, brings me up to the stage with a couple other guys, makes a little bit of a buffoon of myself. I made a bit of a buffoon of myself. I had a great time, but I want to thank Beverly for those great, great memories of Beverly and the Hall of Fame legendary Shirelles. You are tuned to Ring Talk Live Worldwide. Don't forget, I will be part of the Sports Overnight America weekend show tonight at 10 o'clock p.m. Pacific time. We'll talk about the Alchemy Water sports combat sports update for the weekend. Of course, we'll bring in some of the fights from around the globe as far as boxing is concerned. We'll talk UFC 175. We'll talk about the BJ Penn fight, of course, from Frankie Yeager, going to be on the 6th from the Mandalay Bay Event Center on Fox Sports 1 as well. So it's a great weekend. The Fan Expo is going on in Las Vegas. If you're in California still, drive to Vegas. Spend one day at the Fan Expo. You have a great time, and you'll have plenty of tickets. You'll have plenty of tickets, opportunities to buy tickets for the Frankie Yeager BJ Penn fight tomorrow night. It's not going to be all that expensive. I think it's a great time. Even if you don't get to see the main event tonight in the pay-per-view card, if you go tomorrow, go tomorrow. Spend your day at the Mandalay Bay Event Center and the Fan Expo for UFC 2014, brought to you, of course, by the great Dana White. And Dana White is great. I mean, a lot of people knock him, but let's be honest. I mean, the guy's successful. He puts forth a good product. Most of the guys that work for him seem to be satisfied. And he's taken MMA to another level. I mean, let's be honest. He lost $35 million to begin with. Him and the Fertitta brothers, Frank Lorenzo Fertitta, they lost $35 million. They thought they were going in the hole. They turned it around with The Ultimate Fighter on Spike TV. Of course, now it's on Fox Sports 1. But they turned around with that reality show. And the UFC's had boxing in the rearview mirror for the most part since. And professional wrestling. He really has. Professional wrestling has taken such a hit. Because, you know, this is all of a sudden there's real guys fighting. Not fake fighting no more. So Vince McMahon has tried to restructure his deal as far as his stock options and things like that are concerned with the WWE. And his overall wealth has dropped from $1.4 billion.